Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
We'll encourage you guys, give you peace, and give you love. Before I get started, I'm about to get started, but what I'm going to do is play a song for you just to get started while I get ready to get things set up for Facebook Live. The number here is 657-383-1935. 657-383-1935. We'll get started with Marvin Winans Jr.
abused. I shed some tears of joy and pain. I've gone through the fire and the rain. See, I am facing trials that I've never been in. To every word you said, here in the Bible, that I read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through, believing that faith is the only.
But there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine refreshing.
What you need him, oh yeah, yeah. Exceedingly abundantly. above all you can ask for, he's able to do what you need him more. I'm not worried about recession, cause blessed is my confession. Who's dealing with depression when the Lord is my connection? I'm not worried about recession, cause blessed is my confession. Who's dealing with depression when the Lord?
This is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show coming to you live. I did this last week. I just want to see how it's going to go tonight. You know, there are some things that I've been talking about, talking about hope and hopefully sharing things I believe that will encourage you in your walk with the Lord. You know, I'm just not fencing to the sounds of LaShawn Page Rhodes. I'm sorry, LaShawn Page and Aaron Rhodes, He's Able. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. I just want to just talk to you guys tonight about letting go of some stuff. You know, this is something that the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you. And I hope you guys will like it. You know, I'm playing around with my iPad, so I'm playing around with it, so bear with me. But if you're tuning in tonight, before I even get to the word, I'm playing this song by Tina Campbell. This is Holy Spirit. I hope you guys like it.
Holy Spirit, I'm calling on you. Come and fill me up and leave no space at all. My heart is open.
Enjoyed that. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. One of the things I decided to do last week was to try this Facebook Live. You know, it got good first crowd. You know, but I just wanted to try it again this week and see what happens. I hope this message will touch you and will inspire you throughout my broadcast. I might be preaching. I might be giving some words of inspiration. Playing music. So from now until 10 o'clock, I'm going to speak. I'm going to play some music as well. But one of the things that God has placed in my heart and on my mind is as far as letting go. You know, I think it's, sometimes it's hard. We get caught up and lost because we're holding on to the past. We're holding on to memories. We're holding on to preconceived ideas or notions of how we thought our lives would actually turn out. And then we go through life and things happen in a different way. You know, so on my Facebook page, I'm also going to read some of the things that some of the people had responded to my Facebook page, which was, name something in your life you feel you should let go of in order to move forward. Again, name something in your life you feel you should let go of in order to move forward. One of the things about it is that I feel is that we're in this place where we just are not. Some of us are just stuck. You know, so tonight's message is not necessarily how do we get unstuck? You know, what God placed in my heart was let that thing go. Whatever that thing is for you, let it go. And I'm coming to you from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. It reads as follows. I'm reading from, I got to let you know which translation I'm reading from. I'm reading from the NIV translation. Generally, I have the King James, but I'm doing NIV right now, today. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press onward toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Again, I'll read that again. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You know, guys, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I'm just trying to stay focused right now. And I'm hoping this thing is working, but I am going to continue on and believe. I'm going to continue and believe that this thing is working. But what God placed in my heart is the fact, like I was telling you before, that I think that we're stuck sometimes. You know, and God is wanting to do a new thing in our lives. He's wanting to do a new thing for his people, for those who say, look, Lord, I want to be used. I want to make a difference in this world. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, recently I lost about 3 people that I cared about. One was a family member. Another one was like a family member. My best friend, one of my best friends. And then another one was a lovely church woman who loved me, supported me, prayed for my mother. And, you know, I lost them within a matter of a week. And I just want to encourage you that when we leave this place, we have to give an account for all the things we do, all the things we're doing, all the things we have done. Even things we will do in the future, we're going to give an account. And for myself, you know, because whenever you're preaching, you're speaking, the word goes first to the person who's speaking. You know, let that thing go. Let me go on to the message. But I think that we're in such a critical time, and God is wanting to use us. But sometimes we're having that problem with letting go. And sometimes it's not even the thing that thing which we feel is holding us, is really holding us. We're probably holding on to that. Because God has freed us. He's freed. This season, God is freeing his people so we can do what he's called us to do. We just have to walk in faith. But one of the first points I want to make tonight is this. Forget what has already happened. Sometimes we fall in that rut because we don't forget what has already happened. We keep on playing that situation in our minds over and over and over again. That trauma, whatever it is, whatever that thing is for you. You know, I want to encourage you today that we have to forget what has already happened. And Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul wrote, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So I feel that the first point we've got to do is forget what has already happened. You know, and one of the biggest things that I think that holds us is that we have a hard time accepting that thing which has taken place, that thing that's happened, that traumatic event, whatever it is for you. Sometimes we have a hard time accepting, so we can't move forward because we don't accept it. You know, accepting is basically acknowledging this happened, acknowledging that I'm going through this situation, acknowledging that I'm dealing with this situation. You know, so it comes to that point where we have to accept what is taking place. doesn't necessarily mean that we are liking it. If we say it happened, it doesn't mean that we're agreeing with what happened. But we have to validate that this did happen to us. This did happen in my life. Whatever that thing is that you need to let go of, you have to accept that it's happened. You know, forgive yourself. You know, Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned, past tense, and fall. That means that verb is basically talking about, represents or means that it continuously happens. We continuously fall short of the glory of God. It's God's grace that we are where we are right now, today. Wherever you are, you're there because of God's grace. But you got to forgive yourself. You know, some people don't move forward because they don't forgive themselves, whatever role they have in that situation in their life. You know, so I want to encourage you to forgive yourself. Also, I want to tell you this. You have to resolve within yourself that what you've gone through is now a testimony that can help someone else. It's behind you. Now, when it's behind you, I want you to understand that just like you're walking along the path, you're walking. You're walking down this path, and you're at point A, and then you're at point B, you're at point C. But whatever happened at point between point A and point B, but yet between point B and the middle part of point C, it's still something that has happened. It's behind you. You've passed, you've gone through, time has gone on it. But you have to also resolve within yourself. You have to come to resolve within yourself. Excuse me. You have to come to resolve within yourself. Look, this has happened. Acknowledging it. Forgiving yourself for your role. And then resolve within yourself, look, I've gone through this thing. Now, this thing that you've gone through or you're going through can become a testimony. You know, you can't have a testimony without a test. You cannot have a testimony without a test. You have to go through something in order to have a testimony. You know, so I want you to understand that what you're going through does not necessarily mean that it's just something for you just to go through, but something that God can use in your life to test someone else's life. Now, of course, you have to use wisdom with sharing, but I want to just tell you what the whole point of forgetting what has already happened. You've got to come to that point of that place of resolve. That place of resolve is a place that will keep you. It's a place that will bring you to a point of understanding that God can use whatever thing you're going through, whatever thing has happened in your life for his glory to touch someone else. What does that have to do with let that thing go? Well, sometimes before you let it go, you have to understand that you are holding on to something. You have to accept it. Forgive yourself and come to that place of resolve. Now, these are my points. These are my thoughts. I'm going to go on right now to my brother, best friend, Dan J. Butler's Hold On. And I'll be right back.
Hold on.
And you
be strong. Know that you belong to him. He's on the throne.
is G Wright. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. Check out this podcast whenever you'd like to. I come to you live from the Baltimore area. I said D.A. Baltimore. But the number, calling number here is 657-383-1935. 657-383-1935. Today's topic is Let That Thing Go. I'm coming to you from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Our first point was this: forget what has already happened. You know, Paul writes, he wrote, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. It's impossible to go forward if you're continuously looking back. It's impossible for you to move in the things of God if you're continuously looking back and you're constantly rehashing what has ever happened in your life or whatever that thing is that you feel is holding you back. You know, one of the things I had written on Facebook as a post was the following. Name something in your life you feel you should let go of in order to move forward. A buddy of mine, Brandon Jones, he wrote, that's a great and real question. Yeah, that's a great and real question for real, because that's something that is that you really, really got to think about. If you feel like you're stuck, what's keeping you from moving forward? You know, a friend of mine, JR, called JR, Joyce Riles, she wrote, excessive weight for sure. Then Benjamin Pitts, he wrote, negative people, tinted dreams, low living, tunnel vision, and in the past. That's a lie. Negative people, tinted dreams, low living, tunnel vision, and in the past. You know, sometimes I think we become so focused on the small picture, the small thing that's what's going on, without looking at the bigger picture of what God is really doing in our lives. You know, my Karen Chang, she wrote, toxic people. That toxic people is something that she needs to let go of in order to move forward. Past negative experiences, one of friends Jorge. And that's true. Past negative experiences. Bills. The hope that the child father will ever contact her son, let alone pay child support. This is real. And sometimes these different things are preventing us from moving forward, are preventing us because we stay focused on it so much. But things as far as taking care of your children, things like that, that's a real issue. I mean, the other things are real. Everything is real, is a real valid issue for everyone. But as far as pressing on towards tomorrow, even with those different things, you got to be willing to let those things go. And one of the things that letting it go as far as pressing towards tomorrow. I think we just got to press towards tomorrow. What does that mean? Pressing towards tomorrow. What happens for me, when I think about this, I think of Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 29. Now, I'm going to my Bible. If you got your Bible with you, turn to Matthew chapter 14. Verses 25 to 29. And basically, this story is the story about Peter. You might have heard this story. Perhaps you have. Another story that I've heard many, many different times, but it's amazing what God can show you as you're reading it, or what he places in your heart. But this scripture is talking about Jesus walking on water. And look at verse 25 of Matthew chapter 14. It says, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. The wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. I guess I have gone a little further than I planned on. But But the point when I was reading this story, and the Bible is basically saying this: press towards tomorrow. It's like a picture of Jesus saying, "Come." What God showed me today was I had this little vision. Let's say little vision. I had this vision. I saw a lake. Then I saw a boat. I didn't see any oars. I didn't see any rope. We saw a boat on a lake. He said, "Walk to me." Pressing towards tomorrow. I think that God is telling us, not just me, but also you, to come follow me. Walk. Press towards tomorrow. You know, and when I read that scripture in Matthew chapter 14, when Jesus called Peter, he said, "I'm coming," verse 29. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. He didn't say he held onto a rope. He told him, just in case something happens, he actually walked. And what I got from that, and tying this with Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting what is behind you and straining toward what is ahead. There are sometimes, I'm not saying sometimes, Jesus is telling us in this season, I really believe this in this season, to trust him totally. To trust him totally. Press towards tomorrow. You know, when Peter's walking on the water, it just says that then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. You know, this Christian life is not like a fairy tale life. You know, we're going to have some ups and downs. We're going to experience life like everyone else experiences life. Every human being will experience life. You know, there are going to be some valleys. There will be some low times. There will be some mountaintop experiences where it's like, yes, I'm on cloud nine. Yes. And your hands are going to get dirty. You know, press into tomorrow. One thing about it is that Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." It's not a fairy tale. And I want you to also understand that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. God is with you. You know, and I just want to encourage you guys to press toward the goal. You know, you got to press towards the goal, press towards tomorrow. But you can't pray aimlessly. You have to have a goal. What is that goal? What are you pressing towards? In Philippians 3, verse 14, it states, "I press on toward the goal." What is that goal? "To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The goal is to make it to heaven. The goal is to live an eternal life with Jesus Christ, to live in God's presence. That's the goal. The goal is to worship the Lord. The goal is to serve him with every fiber of our being. Press towards tomorrow. Press towards tomorrow. This next song I'm going to play for you guys, I hope you guys like this. This is "I Need Your Spirit" by Melody Daniels Walker.
I need your spirit to fall fresh on me. I need your spirit to give me the strength I need when I fall. I need your hope.
minutes in the show. But if you're tuning in, I'm going to let that thing go. A first main point that I was saying is that we need to forget what has already happened. Now we got to press towards tomorrow. Then you got to let that thing go. You know, one thing about it is that fear kills God's plan for your life. Fear cripples you. Fear can paralyze you. And when you give power to fear, you take away that power of God to work in your life. You know, let that thing go. I want to tell you this. 1 John 1:9 states, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, you know, I love King James Version. I want to also read NIV version for you guys as well. That's 1 John 1:9. This is how NIV states, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, I say that because sometimes let things go, or let that thing go, whatever's happening in your life, we've got to get to a point where we confess our part, our wrongdoing. What do we do? Do we need to ask forgiveness? Do we need to pray for forgiveness? Whatever it is, you know, we need to pray for forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. You know, sometimes, you know, you have those voices going in your mind saying you can't, you know, God won't forgive you, God. You got to stay in this cell. You got to stay with that thing, whatever it is that's paralyzing, whatever is keeping you from moving forward. Sometimes you don't want to let go because you feel like, you know, I'm unworthy. God can't forgive me. God will never forgive me. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Faithful just to do what? He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You know, fear kills. But when you repent, you place it back in the Lord's hand, then you take that power away from the enemy. Take it step by step. You know, that's, you know, you've heard that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. In life, you got to take it step by step. You know, you might say, you know, how can I get out of this place? Take it step by step. Second by second. Minute by minute. Hour by hour. Day by day. Week by week. Month by month. Year by year. Take those small steps. If you're walking away, or you're letting that thing go, and you're wondering, how am I going to make it? Take steps in the right direction. Take those steps. Make those steps. And you let go of that thing. Believe that God has you, and believe that God has all power. One of the things I've heard people say is this, you know, you are your worst enemy. Sometimes we become our worst enemy. Sometimes we allow our situations and our things we've experienced to keep us from moving forward. So with that, I want to say, even with some things that people are still replying to things that I've written on my page, you know, whatever that thing is in your life you feel you should let go of in order to move forward, be willing to let it go. Because sometimes we say, oh, that thing has us. That thing, whoa, we give all the power to that thing, and God is like, you're free. You've got to let go of that thing. You got to let go of that pain. You got to let go of that situation. You got to let go of that relationship. You got to let go of that friendship. Whether it's toxic people, this weight, what can I do to correct my weight? Now, I'm one person, that can talk about my weight, that's something I need to do. That's something I feel like I need to let go of in order to move forward. But you know what? Make the small steps. Make the right positive decisions in your life. You know, if you keep on running to the same issues time after time after time after time, and it's not, you're not getting the results you want, maybe you should change what you're doing and how you do it. You know, but whatever it is for you, I'm believing that God's going to do that for you in your life. You know, so make that change. Like Paul said, forget those things that are behind you. Reach toward those things that are before you. And press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's King James Version. Forget what has already happened. Don't stay stuck. You want to make a change? Make a change. You can do it. Press towards tomorrow. Not constantly looking back over what happened last year, what happened or what should not have happened, or whatever is holding you back, whatever it is, whatever that thing is that's crippling you. Then let that thing go. Believe that God loves you. Believe that God has all power. It's free. Sometimes we say we're bound. Sometimes we're the ones holding on. Be willing to let go of that rope. Take those steps and do what God's called you to do. You know, this next song I'm going to leave you guys with tonight is a song that I hope you guys will love. This song is entitled Loving Me by Jonathan McReynolds. You know, thank you for tuning in to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. If you want to send me a shout out, go to www.gwrightonline.com. You can send me an email at gwright@gwrightonline.com. And say thank you. God bless you. Continue to make sure a favorite of yours. And send a shout out to my faithful listeners. Hey, Mom, I hope you're doing well. Those of you who are listening, I hope something said tonight has touched your heart. I'm going to leave you with Jonathan McReynolds, Loving Me. And I'll see you guys soon.
I'm nowhere close to a perfect man, and it takes a supernatural love to even understand that beyond the walls, behind the mask and confident smile, was a broken man trying to grow up and make life worthwhile. And I know there were times that you probably shouldn't, but I thank you for always loving me. And I know anyone else, they probably wouldn't, so I thank you for always loving me. Now I know there were days I'd look at myself, I felt like less of a person compared to everyone else. What about this flaw? Too big, too small? Can I exchange? And trying to make up for where I fell short, I let sin slip away. But when I look in the mirror and don't like what I see, oh, I just thank you for always loving me. And I know I get mad, but you wait patiently.